In this bulletin, opposition leader Anthony Albanese exits COVID isolation. US President Joe Biden calls for $46 billion in assistance for Ukraine. And Ben Stokes, England's new men's test cricket captain. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese will today rejoin the election campaign. He's been in isolation in Sydney since last week after contracting COVID-19. Mr. Albanese says he's been advised by his doctor to cut back on the 16 and 20-hour workdays he says he was doing at the start of the campaign, but is looking forward to getting back amongst the public. Mr. Albanese will officially launch Labor's campaign in Perth on Sunday. Three of Australia's four major banks are now tipping an interest rate rise next month after this week's inflation figures. Westpac has joined the National Australia Bank and the ANZ in predicting the Reserve Bank will raise the official interest rate by 15 basis points at its meeting next Tuesday. Dr. Nicola Powell is a senior research analyst for the property website Domain. She also expects interest rates to rise, but says that could end the pandemic property price boom.
I think we are likely to see interest rates move higher very soon. And what we tend to find is there is a relationship between housing prices and interest rates. There's an inverse relationship. As interest rates rise, we tend to see property prices come off. We're already seeing weakness come out of our capital city markets.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the organisation is doing all it can to evacuate Ukrainians trapped in a steel plant in Mariupol. Mr. Guterres has been touring areas outside the Ukrainian capital damaged by the Russian offensive and spoke alongside the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at a press conference in Kyiv. Mr. Guterres says while he can't enter into any comment that could undermine the possibility of an evacuation, he says the UN is doing everything possible.
Ukraine is an epicenter of unbearable heartache and pain. I witnessed that very vividly today around Kyiv. The senseless loss of life, the massive destruction, the unacceptable violations of human rights and the laws of war. It is vital that the International Criminal Court and other UN mechanisms conduct their work so that there can be real accountability.
Mr. Guterres added that the UN maintains its position that Russia's invasion of Ukraine is a violation of its territorial integrity. US President Joe Biden is asking Congress for $46 billion worth of support for Ukraine for weapons, ammunition and other military assistance. There's also money for direct economic assistance as well as humanitarian aid. President Biden says the cost of helping to counter Russia's invasion of Ukraine is not cheap, but says caving to aggression is going to be more costly.
We're not attacking Russia. We're helping Ukraine defend itself against Russian aggression. And just as Putin chose to launch this brutal invasion, he could make the choice to end this brutal invasion. Russia is the aggressor. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Russia is the aggressor. No one should be making idle comments about the use of nuclear weapons or the possibility of the need to use that. It's irresponsible.
The UK Foreign Office has confirmed a British man has been killed in Ukraine and a second person is missing. Media reports in the UK say the dead man is Scott Sibley, who's understood to have been fighting for Ukrainian forces. There have been online tributes for Mr. Sibley, who's said to be a former member of the British Armed Forces. People under 65 can receive free flu shots at vaccination clinics being set up in Melbourne and Sydney. The inoculations will be available today at the Sydney and Melbourne town halls. Research commissioned by the Immunisation Coalition has found just 35% of adults under 65 plan to have a flu shot this year, despite 73% expecting this year's flu season to be worse than last year and in 2020. And in sport, Ben Stokes is England's new Test cricket captain. Stokes takes over after Joe Root resigned as captain. Well, now the weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 21 degrees. Adelaide, showers and 22. Late showers for Melbourne, 25. Hobart, a shower or two, 25 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 22. Wollongong, similar conditions, 25. Sydney, partly cloudy, 27. Newcastle, much the same, 27. Brisbane, showers and 27. Cairns, similar, 29. And Darwin, possible shower or storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.